Thirdly, extend yourselves to minister to the visiting CF teams and Hill Country Bible Church band members. Please, these folks have just expended themselves to come and be with us. And what we need most of all is for our church body to embrace these guys and think in terms of God has called us in a special way, not only to reach out with the gospel, but to take the lives of these young people that are CYIA trained and others coming in and minister to them. Just whatever we can do to accommodate them, whatever we can do to help them out in any way that God would enable us to support these guys, to encourage them, to extend ourselves to them, because we just couldn't do it without them. And what I want most of all is, Benny's already planning to go down to San Antonio. He's going to take what we've done here. He loves it. Benny Hash is the CEF state director, and he's the one that has brought in these teams from all over the state for us. And so he wants to transport this down to San Antonio next year. So we're probably not going to get these guys back. But what we want is we want them to come back. We want them to say, oh, we want to be there. And maybe some of them will be able to come and be a part of ours as well. But extend yourself to these folks. Fourthly, be an expression of Christ's compassion in whatever way you can. Basically, that's I'm saying the same thing to each other. This is a time when Christ needs to be operating through us. We are working the works that God has wrought within us. So what that means is that we are working works that God works within us. That's what His Spirit does, His power. That same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead quickens our mortal bodies. He is the one empowering us. He is the one that has given us to us both the wisdom and the perception to see the need and the power, the strength to reach that need by the compassion of Christ. All right. Secondly, there's a second point that I'd like to make here about why we should care about the 5-day club family fiesta. And Christ, here you may remember in our studies in the Gospel of John, Christ said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work." It is so important for us. It is so important for you. It is so important for Grace Bible Church. I'm speaking about individually and corporately. It is essential that we see God's work as our food. Christ gave us the example to finish His work. He has a plan for your life. He has purposed and designed in eternity past a plan for you. Ephesians 2:20. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He before ordained that we should walk in them. He has had a plan for your life. And to perceive it, to understand that my food is to do the will of Him who sent me is essential. That's why we should care about 5-day club family fiesta, because it's what God cares about, because it's His will. It's His purpose for a church and a community to reach the community. It's essential for us. It is the very essence of who we are. And so as we understand that, we move forward. Jesus went on to say at the end in John 17 as He prayed shortly before His crucifixion, "I have glorified You on the earth. I have finished the work which You have given Me to do." May we each be able to say that at the end of this week. Okay, that's a goal. That's a goal for us. God has set before us an opportunity. Okay, how about a prayer from your heart? I'm speaking to you individually. May the Holy Spirit of God touch your heart this moment and set that we might set a goal that at the end of this week that we might be able in our hearts to say, "God, this week, by the power of Your Spirit, Your enabling Spirit, I have finished the work that You gave for me to do this week. I've tapped in by Your grace, by Your working Holy Spirit, into the purpose that You had for me this week. I've ministered to this person. I've taken every opportunity. And so that we look back next Sunday as we celebrate and people come in and we're celebrating saying, God, I've finished the work. We finished the work. We finished it together. We crossed that line. I love the song that we sang, Johnny's song. It's great, Johnny. The victory, it's his. It's his battle. It's his victory. We just need to know his strength within us, to know his power working within us, and for that to be communicated freely by the grace of his Spirit gives us great joy to know that we have glorified God. You see, the chief aim for us is to glorify God. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:15. And I wish that I could spend more time with this passage, but let me just say, here the Apostle Paul says, for all things are for your sakes. Now, if you look up in that passage, he makes the point in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that in his service as the apostle that he is carrying about in his body, and he talks about being persecuted and afflicted and the different things that happened to him, but he says, I was carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus might also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. That's the key. Is the life of Jesus going to be manifested in our mortal flesh this week? Okay, let's just think. Let's just take a chunk. Just 1 7-day period. That's the question. And he goes on to say, so death works in us, but life in you. And then he dropped down to that verse 15 that I gave you. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. The glory of God is the key. The glory of God is the chief aim. The glory of God is what we must lay hold of as his people. If we've got a vision for that, then his creativity will come. His will be unfolded to us if we're willing as God's people to step out in faith. But it's going to take a step of faith. We have to know who he is. We got to get a glimpse of his glory and go for it. That's the key. But the glory of God is the key. But notice he says, for all things are for your sake. He's talking about the people. He's talking about the kids in those neighborhoods. That's the heart of the Apostle Paul. So if we look at him, he was compelled by the compassion of Christ, and he was driven for the glory of God. That's the project. There's no other project apart from that. There's just details around those two things. Okay? So, it is because of the glory of God, because that is our chief aim, that we should care about the 5-day club family fiesta. Here's some applications in closing this morning. What about discipleship for these new believers? I touched on that earlier, so I'm not going to go back to it. We've got a plan, but we need people. And I look at our little church body for next year. We need to mobilize. We need to think that this is not the end on Friday evening. It's not the end. It's the beginning. You know, and some of you go, oh man, I'm so tired. But it's the beginning. This is where we launch off into a place and a time where we're about these things that God has given to us, that's clear to us, that is clearly within his purpose for us. And it's about discipling these people. It's about caring. It's about feeding people the word just exactly where we are. It's the heartthrob of Grace Bible Church. We're already prepared. We just needed the focus in order to get about the business of it. Okay, we've got Awana Good News Club's visitation program. Pray for laborers. Okay, it may be that God is putting it on some people's heart out here that, man, I need to be in a Good News Club, or Awana program needs help. Our Awana program in this church needs help. Our teenagers need help. They need our prayers. It's tough out there, and if there's any one thing that God wants to, that the evil one wants to do, is that he wants to destroy our young people, to immobilize them. And we're going to have to focus in prayer, and we're going to have to focus in the energies of our life. And some are going to have to step forward, because we need some teachers. We need workers with Awana this next year. And we can't, we cannot allow our young people for these years to be spilt away, to sift through our fingers. They need to be equipped. And there needs to be a program here at Grace Bible Church that is effective in their lives. And so we're going to need people to step up. And it may be that God is putting it on some of your hearts. We need laborers. Those clubs out there, it's just an opportunity that's open briefly. We don't know how long the public schools are going to be open for good news clubs and after-school clubs. But there's an opportunity for us. Grab for the glory of God. Seek the reward. Paul did. He sought out the reward. Seek it out. Go for it. The opportunities are there. And there's some area. You don't have to do everything. You have to do what God calls you to. And I'm not trying to get anybody to do things that I think that you want to do or you need to do. I'm just beseeching you by the mercies of God that what God is calling you to do, that you step forward by faith and embark on the journey that God has set before you. It's exciting. There's joy in it. There's excitement in what God can do. Thirdly, a charge to tell five people about GBC each week. I want to stop here. And here, this is something that Benny challenged me. He says, he's so practical. I love that brother, man. He's just, get to know Benny Hasher this week, nothing else. Get to grab him and spend some time with him. But he says, you know why churches don't grow? They don't evangelize. I mean, it's everything is black and white. It's simple for this guy. And you look at him and you hear what he has to say, and it's very clear. He says this. Okay, you got 100 members in your church. Charge your church to tell five people during the week. You know, you don't have to work out the gospel here. Just say, you know, great things are going on at Grace Bible Church. We got great teachers over there. I want to recommend to your kids here our Awana program. Okay? If there's 100 of us and we tell five people, we pray about it and tell five people through the week, invite five people, that's more advertisement than we can do anywhere. No, I mean, we spent several thousand dollars on TV ads a couple of years ago. I'm ashamed of it. Not one person came from the TV ad. But if we can just, you know, it's so practical. This is Benny Hasher theology, you know, Benny Hasher methodology in evangelism, reaching people. If 100 people do that, we got 500 people a week that are being invited, at least 500, not counting the families, how many people that you're talking to each time you do it. But it's simple, and it's simple math, and there's percentages there that happen, that take place. So there's a lot of things that we can do. I wanted to charge you today and send you out with a tremendous charge, because God is working, and there are wonderful things that He is doing. With God, do you believe this? With God, all things are possible. Do we really lay hold of the realities of that? Well, if not, why not? Why would we not, as God's people, start looking for creative ways in which the God's will be done through us? And all we know what it is. We know that these are the things that we've been commanded to do. We know what the Great Commission says. And yet we're comfortable in our pew. We're comfortable when we could be charging forward, when we could be seeing God's power at work within us, because we take a step of faith simply for that reason. God, with God all things are possible. All I need is some creative way to figure out how to be about His will. And so we want to encourage you in that. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And I'd leave you with that charge this morning. Why should we care about the 5-day club family fiesta? Because the compassion of Christ compels us. And because the glory of God is our chief, or should be our chief aim in life. So seek after the Lord God. We're very happy today to, as we have our closing hymn, to welcome David Goff and David, little David. David has wanted to become a member of our church, and so we want to extend to him the right hand of fellowship. Steve, would you come and close us in the hymn?
Let's stand together and sing the first verse of our closing hymn. And Dave, I'm going to ask you guys, if you would, while we're singing this, if you just come up here. There might be some people that don't know you, but then if you guys would come up and welcome Dave.